It's understandable that people might think Indiana University owns IU Health. But in fact, IU does not own the healthcare system. So who does? That's what one listener asked City Limits to find out.
Kevin Armstrong is Executive Vice President for Mission and Values and Chief of Staff for IU Health. He knows who owns the healthcare system.
Well, actually, no one owns IU Health. We're a not-for-profit organization, which means no individual or no group owns that organization. But we have a board of directors that oversees the operation of our system.
The system was born in 1997 as Clarion Health. The new nonprofit health system merged Indianapolis-based Methodist Hospital, Indiana University Hospital, and Riley Hospital for Children into one organization. The board of directors has only two legal members, the United Methodist Church of Indiana and Indiana University. They both appoint members to the board. Currently, IU President Michael McRobbie, the dean of the School of Medicine, and an IU trustee sit on that board. In 2011, the name was changed to IU Health.
Clarion was a name that didn't give the kind of identity that we wanted around the state, and to be able to have a closer identity with our state and with the partnership was important.
Indiana University spokesman Chuck Carney says the affiliation ties IU to its commitment to the state.
It really sort of helps promote what the brand is of Indiana University, written large, in what our mission is to serve the state. So it really speaks to the mission of IU, and that really was one of the main driving points in putting IU's name on it.
Since the name change, IU Health has brought numerous community hospitals into its system. IU Health has purchased many physician practices around the state and has a formal agreement with the IU School of Medicine.
It confirms that the IU School of Medicine faculty positions provide care in the IU Health hospitals and clinics, and that also provides that IU Health will host the educational and research missions of the IU School of Medicine learners in its healthcare facilities.
Profits earned by a nonprofit must be reinvested in capital or programs within the organization or distributed as grants to other tax-exempt organizations. Armstrong says IU Health reinvests heavily in research, education, facilities, and capital. And in 2017, it invested more than $500 million in communities to fight issues such as opioid addiction, infant mortality, and obesity. Massive amounts of money go into and out of IU Health, which reported revenues of $6.43 billion and expenses of $5.82 billion in 2018. The huge size of such systems can have benefits and drawbacks. Seth Friedman specializes in health economics and health policy at IU's O'Neill School of Public and Environmental Affairs.
So if doctors and hospitals are more integrated into a single system, then they can potentially communicate better, have more integrated electronic health record systems, be able to have less sort of repeated testing, more convenient referrals, and those kinds of things.
But he also says a lack of competition can mean systems can negotiate higher prices with insurance companies and charge higher prices to patients who are paying out of pocket. This week, a Ball State University Research Center released a study that says because of mergers, in the last 20 years, Hoosiers have gone from paying less than the national average to paying $800 more than the national average. Friedman says large systems that are the only game in town may let quality slip.
The sort of top line sort of potential benefits and potential costs are it might be smoother and more coordination, but it might cost more and prices might be higher. And it might lead to incentives to provide lower quality.
The growth of university health systems and the trend of hospitals buying physician practices are common nationally. Friedman says there's no conclusive research yet about whether these trends improve quality. But IU Health's Kevin Armstrong says IU Health's size isn't the point.
I think it has less to do with the size as it has to do with the services that can be provided at scale. So it's why we have medical schools located around the state and not just in one place, why we have hospitals in our health system located around and not just in one place, the care that you get at Bloomington or Paoli or Bedford is the same care that we want to deliver in Monticello or Lafayette or Tipton.
Armstrong says Indiana University and the United Methodist Church have a common goal.
It is that recognition that both of us share a mission of improving the health, and it comes out of our DNA.
He says for IU, it's about research and education. For the United Methodist Church, it's about affordable care and care for those who can't afford it. For WFIU News, I'm Bob Salzberg.